One of the questions people ask me every winter is how birds get water when everything is frozen. Most birds, like chickadees and blue jays, can get by for quite a while without drinking. They get some of their fluids from their food and eat a bit of snow now and then to keep healthy. But even these birds need some water in liquid form. Anytime we get a thaw, you can find chickadees greedily quenching their thirst at dripping icicles. And robins and other fruit eaters need a lot of water. Virtually all robin flocks are found near at least a small source of open water, and when we get a sudden deep freeze like this year, they may be losing sources of water that they'd been counting on. Heated bird baths are a wonderful source of drinking water, and though your backyard birds could survive without them in a winter like this one when everything seems so harsh, it's nice to do something that is both nice for them and healthy. Don't leave the bath completely open for birds to bathe unless the weather's really mild, or they'll end up in the situation that Coach was in the TV show episode when he ended up in a hot tub on a frigid day and couldn't come out without freezing. When feathers get saturated, they're worthless for flight, and the birds quickly die of hypothermia. So cover your bath with wide-weave, rubber-coated hardware cloth or similar mesh, which the birds can drink through but not bathe through. Birds are like Norwegian bachelor farmers that don't bother to bathe all winter anyway. And unlike Norwegian bachelor farmers, birds don't smell much in either sense of the word. So the lack of a bath doesn't hurt their chances to find true love come spring. And speaking of not taking a bath in a while, here's a word from Jim Baker.
This is Jim Baker. You know, with all this ruckus about impeachment, a lot of people have forgotten what democracy is all about. It's not supposed to be about a bunch of moralistic politicians still angry about losing an election and trying to kick out the guy who won. People knew from the start that Clinton's name was Slick Willie and that he fooled around with women and wasn't honest about it. Voters were stuck picking between two bad choices and simply voted for the guy who they thought would do the least amount of damage to the country. It was those moralistic losers just as much as the Democrats who didn't put up someone really worth voting for. We've gotten so far away from the ideals of democracy that most people don't even bother to vote anymore. Yep, this whole country is a mess right now. Some people look to ancient Greece as an ideal democracy, but folks, there's a flourishing true democracy a lot closer to home, right here in the good old U.S. of A. Just look at those blue jays in your backyard. Blue Jays all have a voice in the affairs of state. They don't have any Rush Limbaugh or ditto heads or congressmen yelling on their airwaves. Blue Jays know there's no use trying to yell louder than everyone else because every other Blue Jay can yell just as loud. They make their points by being right. Of course, Blue Jays are not much smarter than people. Some of them can even be as chuckle-headed as your typical Beltway politician. But they listen to each other as much as they talk back. They keep their beaks out of each other's private business, and they work together to plant acorns for the future and to keep their neighborhoods safe from predators for everyone. When it comes right down to it, that's really the whole point to any society, isn't it? So if you want to bring some real democracy to your backyard, get the bird feed that ancient Greeks would have recommended if they were around today, Baker's Blue Jay Blend. It's unimpeachably delicious.
That's Baker's Blue Jay Blend, available only at Baker's Blue Jay Barn, up the shore a ways. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.